KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Vice President Harris tonight delivering a closing argument speech on the National Mall in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
With 1 week to go before the election, Harris will give her speech at the Ellipse near the White House. That's the same location where Donald Trump rallied supporters on January 6, 2021, right before the U.S. Capitol riot. The vice president will renew her call to defend democracy as she's done throughout her campaign, but aides say she'll make a broader case by pledging to Americans that she'll work to improve their lives while arguing that Donald Trump is only in it for himself. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at srnews.com, Republican leaders in Congress, not the only ones taking issue with Vice President Harris's comparison of former President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
A video message from Jerry Wartzke, a 94-year-old survivor of Auschwitz and the Nazi death marches, was trending over X on Friday, in which Wartzke made it very clear what he thinks of Harris's narrative. He wrote, quote, "Adolf Hitler invaded Poland when I was 9 years old. He murdered my parents and most of our family. I know more about Hitler than Kamala will ever know in a thousand lifetimes. For her to accuse President Trump of being like Hitler is the worst thing I've heard in my 75 years of living in the United States." Washington.
U.S. job openings tumbled last month to their lowest level since January 2021, a sign the labor market is losing some momentum. Still, openings remain well above pre-pandemic levels. The Labor Department reporting the number of job openings dropped to 7.4 million in September from 7.9 million in August. Economists had expected the level of openings to be virtually unchanged. The number of layoffs also rose. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 58 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 66. This is SRN News. Reformation Day is coming.
On October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany, touching off what became the Protestant Reformation. Churches around the world will celebrate the event mostly this coming Sunday with services, sermons, and even a party or two. In Germany, Reformation Day is an official public holiday in 16 states, including Saxony-Anhalt, which is where the city of Wittenberg is located. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One member of the women's volleyball team at San Jose State University has signed on to be a part of a federal lawsuit against the NCAA, challenging the presence of males on female college sports teams. The specific person that she cites, it's a man playing on her own squad. Meanwhile, a rally was held over the weekend in support of the five women's volleyball teams who have refused to play against San Jose State this season. This is SRN News. In consumer news, bargain-hungry customers have helped boost McDonald's bottom line in the third quarter.
The fast food giant reports U.S. same-store sales rose 0.3 from July through September. Revenue was up 3%, hitting $6.87 billion. McDonald's launched a $5 value meal in late June and says the value message resonated with consumers. But there is concern an E. coli outbreak tied to the company's Quarter Pounder burgers could impact the chain's bottom line in the final 3 months of the year. Rich Thomason reporting.
A rare dime is sold for just over $500,000. The coin struck by the U.S. Mint in San Francisco in 1975. One of just two known to exist without its distinctive S mint mark. It had been in a bank vault for more than 40 years. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.